It's Wednesday, the 21st of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Following the declaration by the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization of the ongoing mpox outbreak as a public health emergency of continental security, we reached out to the CEO of the Hospitality Association of Namibia, Gitta Petzold, to discuss the risks it brings to the tourism and hospitality sector.
We have had no cases here in Namibia, and we from the tourism industry are also trying to sound out appeasement to the international travel trade that there is no direct risk to tourists traveling to Namibia. There's no direct risk, and the misinformation and the sort of hyping up of the information can only hurt tourism. We understand that at some of the border posts to Zambia and Botswana, the stepped up screening for health has and may even cause more delays at the borders, and that is also a worrying issue for the tourism industry. But it's all preventative measures, which we do appreciate, and we do keep our fingers on the pulse in terms of where this takes. But at the moment, and that's also what the SADC Tourism Alliance has stated, there is no direct risk to travel to Southern Africa, and we would like to make everybody know that.
The Namibia Oil and Gas Conference officially commenced on Wednesday in the capital, bringing together stakeholders from the energy sector. The annual event is focusing on sustainable development and investment opportunities. Chairperson of the Economic Association of Namibia, Jason Kasuto.
We will be able to share where Namibia is. We want to impart that. We'll be able to share how Namibia intends to actualize the commercial finds, if they are actualized and commercially viable and so forth. So that is really what we'll be able to share to the international community, and to have discussions around our potential collaboration with international communities. I think that is what's important. There is a spotlight on Namibia, and for us as a country, I think that the vision is to become an energy hub on the continent.
The CEO of the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, Nangula Wanja, on her part, said that her team wants to foster strategic partnerships at the conference.
The objectives of this conference are fourfold. We want to foster strategic partnerships and to make sure that we drive investment and technological advancement into the oil and gas industry of Namibia. We want to explore opportunities for local content development and capacity building, and ensuring that Namibians are at the forefront of this industry. Only that way will it remain sustainable, and only that way will we ensure that it will be a blessing and not a curse. Because if we exclude Namibians from this industry, they might just find a way to include themselves.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has confirmed that Israel has agreed to what he says is the American bridging proposal for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Al Jazeera correspondent Yumna El-Sayed told Newsroom Africa that the situation is worse than what is reported.
The needed action and support and change from the outside world, from the international world, towards Gaza, towards the people of Gaza, towards what's happening in Gaza, was very little. It was not what is needed to stop an ongoing genocide.
And finally, the 42-year-old elephant Charlie has been relocated from the Pretoria Zoo to the Shambala Private Reserve in Limpopo, the move facilitated by the EMS Foundations Towards Freedom program and the Pro-Elephant Network, marks the first time an elephant from the zoo has been released back into nature. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.